Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but not a great day by any means for the President of the United States, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. A terrible day for Joe Biden with polling results that are just disastrous, that make it look impossible for him to win election. Now, does that mean that this is great news for the Republican Party? It does, potentially. Does it mean that it's great news for Donald Trump? No, because it turns out the American people distrust, dislike, actually in many cases hate President Trump with the same intensity or perhaps even more intensity in some quarters than they hate President Biden. What is to be done? We will be talking to Joel Kotkin, who is somebody on the left who looks at the Biden situation and says it's unmistakable America's democratic states are doing worse under Biden's leadership than America's Republican states. So what is the deal here? We'll be speaking with Joel Kotkin coming up. We'll also be talking with Andy McCarthy about the latest attempts to try to keep Donald Trump off the ballot, attempts that are almost sure to fail and are ill-considered. I know Andy McCarthy believes they are. So do I, actually. We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. And also a desperate attempt in a very, very democratic enclave to try to make life a little bit better. In Portland, they are trying to make using drugs in public, hard drugs, illegal in the city of Portland. Okay, so what's the big deal there? Wouldn't you think they would be illegal? No, because Oregon has this ridiculous statewide drug law. And then, meanwhile, in Seattle, we'll be speaking to the Washington Policy Center about some efforts to take advantage of the fact that there are only a third of voters now, according to recent polling in Seattle, who support the extreme liberalism of the city council. So what is the possibility of the city of Seattle actually revitalizing the downtown business core? We'll talk about that. And also a major power in the world, not the United States, is considering a ban on clothing that will hurt the feelings of others. Where, why, and what does that mean? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. First up, some of this terrible news for Joe Biden that everybody has noticed. I mean, people who are part of liberal networks like CNN. It's a CNN poll, and this is the way that it's covered on that network, which is pretty dramatic. This is clip 9.
President Biden is waking up to some very rough poll numbers that could spell trouble for his reelection hopes. This is brand new CNN polling out this morning. This is what it shows. Here's your headline. His approval rating, Biden's approval rating, has sunk to 39%, and a majority of Americans think his policies are making the economy worse. In a head-to-head matchup, Biden is down or virtually tied with leading Republican presidential candidates. And this is notable. Nikki Haley is up in a hypothetical matchup against Biden by 6 points. Donald Trump is up by 1. Mike Pence is up by 2.
Okay. What's fascinating to me is that Nikki Haley is beating Biden in a trial heat, according to this polling. Nikki Haley is winning 49% to 43%. That's a pretty hefty lead. That's certainly much bigger than Trump enjoyed. He didn't have a lead at all, in fact, with Hillary Clinton. And certainly it's much bigger than Biden's win over Trump. So the question I would ask, with a bunch of these polls coming out now that show that Nikki Haley actually does better than the other Republican candidates, and virtually all of them, who are basically tied with Biden. Trump is tied with Biden. Pence is tied with Biden. Vivek Ramaswamy is the only one who clearly loses to Biden. Vivek is not a good bet for the Republican Party. But Nikki Haley is. So what I don't understand is why more people are not in support of her to be the Republican standard bearer, since she would be the one, according to all of this polling, who very clearly prevails against Joe Biden, who is such a weak incumbent right now. There's more bad news from this new CNN poll, and it has to do with some of the bad news about Hunter Biden, which also has to be upsetting to the President of the United States. His son is about to get indicted, and he'll be indicted this month. It'll be soon, and probably have to stand trial at the same time Donald Trump is standing trial. Listen to what the CNN poll shows about the Hunter Biden situation. Listen to clip 12.
Whether Joe Biden was involved in Hunter Biden's business dealings at the time he served as vice president. Overall, if you look here, 61% of Americans think Joe Biden was involved. You can see partisanship drives this, right? Obviously, nearly all Republicans, 90%, believe that. This has been a major storyline and talking point on Fox News and elsewhere. 64% of independents believe that Biden was involved in Hunter's business dealings. 28% of Democrats. And I want to show you, of that 61% overall there that believe he had dealings, 42%, Dana, think that Joe Biden acted illegally when he was vice president in those business dealings. 38% say not involved. 18% said he acted unethically but not illegally. But that is a significant number as well.
Okay, this is all incredibly significant. Apparently they're talking about, if everything goes badly for Hunter Biden, and there's every reason to believe that it will, there's such an abundance of evidence against him. And again, this is not against Joe Biden necessarily, but most people believe, the majority of people, even a third of Democrats believe that Joe Biden was involved in some of Hunter Biden's illegality. It doesn't mean that he was the one who bought him the gun illegally, where Hunter Biden lied on the gun application, lied about his own drug use. The CNN got some reactions from Democratic senators to Biden's low poll numbers. There's Joe Manchin, for instance, who begins this collage, clip 6.
I think the people basically have spoken loud and clear that they're not happy with the two choices and only two choices.
And so there could be a third-party candidate.
I think that's up to the public to decide that.
The more the better in terms of pushing that message and making American people aware of President Biden's achievements. Yes, more aggressive earlier and more widely, I think, is the right way to go.
Maybe we don't do a good enough job messaging about things like the infrastructure bill and the PACT Act and things like that.
I think that every time Donald Trump opens his mouth, he draws that contrast pretty starkly.
Okay, that's Elizabeth Warren, the last one. So where does the Biden campaign go from here? The news says that federal prosecutors plan to indict Hunter Biden by the end of the month. A bombshell court filing says the president's son likely faces gun charges that could land him in prison for up to 10 years. Okay, what, is he going to share a cell with Donald Trump? Now, it's true, Hunter Biden's much younger than Trump. He is about 20 years younger than Trump. And so he has a much better chance of surviving a long prison term. But we're talking about the next president of the United States, either the father of Hunter or Trump himself. Where do we go from here? Where does public opinion go? We'll be back on it on the Medved Show coming up.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start. Remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
In addition to all of the polling data, new polls by the Wall Street Journal, by CNN, by various sources, all show terrible news for Joe Biden. And it makes it look as if there is actually an act of political suicide going on. on the part of Democrats by the insistence of putting Joe Biden at the top of the ticket. Because it's going to be very, very hard, considering some of this negativity, for him to win. And part of what allows Democrats to do that, because there's no serious attempt right now to move votes over to Robert Kennedy Jr., who's mired at about 10% of the vote that he could get. I mean, so he would lose very, very handily to Biden. But the difficulty is that when people look at this, that they don't feel any more sense of panic on the Democratic side, it's because they underestimate Trump. They look at how much Trump is hated, and he is, on the Democratic side of things, and they assume that somehow these criminal cases against Trump are going to chip away, so that he doesn't even compete, really, among independent voters. But see, what they don't acknowledge is that with this kind of polling, there are a lot of those independent voters who may not like Trump, but they don't like Biden at all. They may just stay home. And this could be a very low turnout election. The headline from CNN, President Joe Biden faces continued headwinds. Not so much headwinds. This is a hurricane. This is Hurricane Joe. Now, President Joe Biden faces continued headwinds from broadly negative job ratings overall, widespread concerns about his age, and decreased confidence among Democratic-aligned voters, according to a brand-new CNN poll. There is no clear leader in a potential rematch between Biden and former President Donald Trump, who is widely ahead in the GOP primary, and nearly half of registered voters, 46%, say that any Republican presidential nominee would be a better choice than Biden in 2024. Isn't that amazing? That 46% would prefer any Republican over Joe Biden? But then there's this. Biden's prospective opponents face challenges of their own. 44% of voters feel that any Democrat, that includes Marianne Williamson, would be a better choice than Trump. This is amazing. Among the full public, Biden's favorability stands at 35%. And Trump's favorability stands at 35%. That means that two-thirds of the people in the country disapprove of each of these two loser candidates. Meanwhile, hypothetical matchups also suggest there would be no clear leader should Biden face one of the other major GOP contenders, with one notable exception. Biden runs behind South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, 49% to 43%. Now, that's a real advantage for Nikki Haley. And so the two questions, why don't Republicans pay attention to that and shift some of their support to the one candidate out there who seems to have, at the moment at least, a strong advantage over Biden, who is viewed in a more favorable light than other Republican candidates? And then the other question is, why don't Democrats look at this and say, wait a minute, when you have 46% of the people who choose any Republican, yes, that even includes Vivek Ramaswamy, would include any Republican against Biden, don't we have a problem with this Biden candidacy? And Van Jones, who is a very sharp political commentator, has looked at this CNN poll and had these comments on CNN. It's clip 10.
A lot of people are terrified that Joe Biden is in real trouble and that you can't talk about it. So that's what's going on right now today. I think a lot of Democrats look at these numbers and say the whispers are finally showing up in this data. People are talking behind their hand. They worry about Joe Biden. Joe Biden's like that grandpa that you love, that you believe in, you owe a lot. But you start to wonder, would you give this grandpa a high-stress job for six more years, or would you want something else for him? That's what's being talked about. And people are scared to come out and talk and say anything about it. But I think it's important for us to have this conversation now. I think this may be the bottom for Joe Biden. He may go up as the economy improves. But right now, the economy is getting better, and fears about the economy are getting worse. We've got to be honest as Democrats that there's real pain out there at the base of our party.
Okay, there's real pain out there at the base of our party. And part of that pain, there's a devastating column today. Actually, there are two columns, and they appear right next to each other by two of the best columnists in the business. One is Daniel Henninger at the Wall Street Journal. And he writes about this horrible situation in New York City and about Democrats fighting with each other over 107,000 unauthorized immigrants who are now supposed to be taken care of by the city of New York. And Henninger writes, the idea of circular firing squads in politics is usually associated with House Republicans, but we may never have seen anything like the circle of mutually democratic destruction taking place in New York City among Mayor Eric Adams, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, and the party's nominal leader, President Joe Biden. The issue is illegal migrants, and the so far unanswerable question is where to put the more than $107,000 who have poured into the city the past 2 years. With migrants, New York is no longer a sanctuary city. It's a Democratic battleground. An August Siena College poll found that 82% of New Yorkers consider the immigrant influx a serious problem. Well, how could you not if you got 100,000 extra people who are not even legal residents of the United States, let alone citizens, who are basically counting on the city to provide them with housing? Why is that? Henninger actually relates what's happening with the immigrants, and it's appropriate that he does that, with insane policies prevailing in New York and elsewhere concerning the so-called homeless. Meanwhile, what is going on with America's blue states, the Democratic states? Why are they faring worse under Joe Biden? We'll be talking to Joel Kofkin about that coming up on the MedMen Show.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000. USA News Update. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee wants the Georgia District Attorney prosecuting former President Trump to turn over documents
Republican Committee Chair Jim Jordan of Ohio sent Fannie Willis a letter late last month demanding records related to any communication with federal officials concerning her investigation. Willis is prosecuting Trump and 18 others in a sweeping indictment, accusing them of trying to illegally overturn Georgia's 2020 presidential election results. Since May of this year, wage growth in the United States has been outpacing inflation, Bankrate analyst Sarah Foster points out.
The economy is turning a corner. The gap is closing. But when you compare how much prices have risen since the beginning of 2021, we can see that there's about a 3-point gap for wages.
And the NFL is back. Kansas City taking on the Lions tonight. Dave Collins, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, we've been talking a little bit about the extremely alarming polling for Joe Biden. It's alarming only if you are on Biden's side of things, but it certainly shows that he's going to have a tough time getting himself reelected. And one of the things that is most stunning about this situation is there's part of the country where Joe Biden still gets terrific support. Overwhelming support. That would be in traditionally blue states like California and New York State and Massachusetts. But it's those states in particular, particularly the state of Illinois, that people are doing worst under Joe Biden's leadership. How do you explain that anomaly? Well, one thoughtful American and a very well-known, well-respected commentator on demographics and politics is Joel Kotkin. He is the Urban Futures Fellow at Chapman University, the Executive Director of Urban Reformist. He's the author, most recently, of The Coming of Neo-Feudalism. Joel, what is going on? Why is it that Joe Biden seems to be most popular in those states that are doing worst under his leadership?
Well, I think part of it has to do with the fact that, you know, let's first of all, what is Joe Biden's base? It's what the late Fred Siegel would call the upstairs downstairs coalition. So you have a bunch of people who are doing very well and have been doing very well, at the top of in all the blue states. They all have this fairly large group, university professors, people who've inherited money. And then you've got a large population of people who are dependent on government, either by working for the government or getting benefits from the government. And so in the blue states, that group is pretty strong majority, whereas in the red states, you have a much stronger small business community. You have manufacturing, you have oil, you have gas, you have logistics, you have farming, you have food processing, things that are actually part of the private economy. So what happens is that there's a large group of people in the blue states who, in some sense, really don't care about the private sector economy, and are insulated from the effects, the worst effects. Look, it's astounding to me, unbelievably astounding, that Chicago, with all the problems, rejected a moderate Democrat for a left Democrat, given where the city was going. The problem is there's nobody saying this isn't working. Look, California has been terribly served by Gavin Newsom, but you know what? If he ran for reelection, he'd win 55-60% of the vote. So the same thing goes for Biden. This same upstairs-downstairs coalition will vote for Joe Biden.
And what you're saying is that there are people who'd be voting for Joe Biden because they don't really care about the business community and the private sector, because either they're protected by inherited money or money that they've already earned and saved, or they are dependent upon government money. Is that the basic point you're making?
Yes, and then there's a significant portion even of the somewhat private sector business who are, making a killing on, let's say green technologies. They're getting subsidies for projects. There are people who game the system, and they also do very well under Biden. So there is a group within the business community that supports Biden. Remember, big corporations and Wall Street are for Biden. They're not for the Republicans. Of course, it doesn't help that the Republicans are going to probably nominate Dr. Demento again. And,
being a Californian, I don't know how many people here remember Dr. Demento. Dr. Demento was really reliably entertaining, however.
Well, Trump used to be entertaining, not so entertaining anymore. But the fact is that what I find astounding, even let's say I live in the Los Angeles area. I lived in Los Angeles for 40 years. How, with all the problems LA has, they turned down a moderate business guy who really is competent. And they elect a mayor who was in the Venceslas Ramos brigade, which was the people supporting Castro. You have in cities that are in terrible shape, socialist people being elected to the city councils. And so I think what's happened is that the blue state dynamic has so evolved, particularly in the urban cores. I think there's some secondary resistance to some of this stuff among the suburban and rural residents of these states. But look, how can you be talking about Pritzker being a potential president when he's presiding over one of the great disasters in the history of American states?
This is the governor of Illinois, which is
right.
Which is just there's no standard by which the state of Illinois is doing well. I'll tell you the one thing: Evanston, Illinois. They're ahead of any other city in paying reparations for slavery, right?
Yeah, and Illinois, of course, is well known for being a slave state. And Abraham Lincoln was a major factor in promoting slavery. I mean, you just look at it and you say, how could you possibly do this. Okay, a state of California, we never had reparations, you know, never had slavery. I mean, the only slaves we ever had in California were indigenous people enslaved by the Spanish. So, you know, send the bill to Madrid.
Send it to the Spanish soccer team, women's soccer team, which has enough problems right now anyway. Okay, so Joel, you're talking about red states and blue states, but you know, red states and blue states don't matter because there are 7 to 10 states that are the only states that count in a presidential election because they're the only states where the result isn't 100% predictable. How do those purple states that are neither red nor blue, how do they fit into this scheme that you're talking about?
Well, if you had, let's say, a Nikki Haley or a Chris Christie or a Glenn Youngkin or even a Ron DeSantis running, I think that you would see in rural and most importantly suburban districts a very strong shift to the Republicans. The problem is the idiot Republicans are going to probably nominate the one candidate who Joe Biden can probably beat. And also the one candidate who motivates the Democratic left in a way that no one else can do. So I think that it will be very interesting. If the Republicans nominate a human being for president, I think they have a great chance, but they're not going to do it. The way it looks now, they're going to have a guy who will probably be a felon, who is I think mentally not exactly stable. Let's put it that way. And I think people will say, I'd rather have a comatose Biden than an erratic Trump. Of course, then you have the even worse case scenario, even worse than Biden, is Kamala Harris becomes president, which seems to me to be inevitable. Those of us who have lived in California know exactly what's going to happen.
No, again, this is one of the reasons everyone should pray for the health of our leading politicians, because what stands between them and a terrible health event? In any event, there's Kamala Harris. Joel Kotkin, his piece on America's blue states faring worse under Joe Biden, posted our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future. But we also try very seriously to look toward the past, and that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a MedHead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
And on the Michael Medved show, now I know Joel Kopkin spoke disrespectfully about the Vice President of the United States, the Honorable Kamala Harris. And again, she is clearly harming her own cause when she makes statements like she did with CBS News, indicating that she's ready to become commander-in-chief at any time, if necessary. Doesn't that simply remind people that Joe Biden is old and frail? And by the way, by the time of his inauguration, if he is reelected, and right now the odds seem to be about even between Trump or Biden winning this election. So if Biden is reelected, he'd be 82. He would have had his 82nd birthday right before the inauguration. Yeah, that's right. His birthday is in late November, I believe it is. But so he'd be 82 years old before the second term starts. It's just it's a little bit concerning. And here is Kamala Harris on CBS talking about her preparation to assume the presidency. Clip 11.
You're 58 now. If you win the second term, as you and the president are running to do, he would be 86 at the end of it. The Wall Street Journal had a poll showing two-thirds of Democrats say Joe Biden is too old to run again. Are you prepared to be commander-in-chief?
Yes, I am, if necessary. But Joe Biden is going to be fine. And let me tell you something. I work with Joe Biden every day. The work that, under Joe Biden's leadership, our administration has accomplished is transformative. I think the American people, most of all, want a leader who actually gets things done.
Okay, transformative, not in a particularly good way. And look at the situation with the migrant crisis in New York City that that Daniel Henninger writes about. And he points out that This is going to have a real impact on the control of the House of Representatives. New York's Democrats want the migrant problem fixed, he writes, because if it festers, disgusted state voters likely will elect more Republicans to the U.S. House next year, as they did in 2022 when the GOP won a net gain of 3 seats in the state of New York. An August Siena College poll found 82% of New Yorkers consider the migrant influx a serious problem. The Biden White House apparently does not. It has stiffed every request for help from New York, as well as from Democratic governors in Illinois and Massachusetts. Even by the standards of thought-free progressive compulsion, Joe Biden's southern border policy never made sense. What other than a crisis did they expect as millions waded across the Rio Grande? For a time, Mayor Adams in New York City and Governor Hochul, New York State, blamed Texas Governor Greg Abbott for rerouting to New York City's Port Authority bus terminal thousands of the migrants who washed up in Texas. But the Abbott excuse has faded. The New York blame game has become an internal Democratic Party feud. This is what Mayor Adams of New York City said about the migrant crisis in his city during a town hall at the Upper West Side of Manhattan. And remember, Upper West Side is one of those areas that is predominantly rich liberals. It's it takes a lot of money to afford rent on the Upper West Side of New York. And people living on the Upper West Side, it's very different from the Upper West or the West Side of the West Side Story. But right now, this is what Mayor Adams says to that constituency about what is going on in his town right now. This is clip 5A.
Let me tell you something, New Yorkers. Never in my life have I had a problem that I did not see an ending to. I don't see an ending to this. I don't see an ending to this. This issue will destroy New York City. Destroy New York City. We're getting 10,000 migrants a month. One time we were just in Venezuela. Now we're getting Ecuador. Now we're getting Russian-speaking coming through Mexico. Now we're getting Western Africa. Now we're getting people from all over the globe have made their minds up that they're going to come through the southern part of the border and come into New York City. And everyone is saying it's New York City's problem. Every community in this city is going to be impacted.
Okay, and then he has this to say to the Upper West Siders. Clip 5B.
And they're destroying New York City. It's going to come to your neighborhoods. All of us are going to be impacted by this. I said it last year when we had 15,000. I'm telling you now, with 110,000, the city we knew, we're about to lose. And we're all in this together. All of us. Staten Island said, send them out to Manhattan. Manhattan is saying, send them out to Queens. Queens is saying, send them out to Brooklyn. No, it's not the game we can play.
Okay, well, there's no game to be played here. Daniel Henninger makes the point that during the 1970s, New York was a leader in the movement to deinstitutionalize psychiatric hospitals and facilities for the mentally ill. The theory, for better or worse, was that the mentally ill should be cared for and medicated by community outpatient facilities. That promise of community care was empty. Almost immediately, the mentally ill homeless proliferated in the streets of New York in the early 1980s. Naturally, a lawsuit followed, and naturally, a New York court ruled that under the state constitution, the city was obligated to provide temporary housing to any homeless person who asked for it. Across 40 years, the city has been unable to house the mentally ill. Now the migrants arriving in New York, supported by the city's activist lawyers, have claimed this right to shelter and been granted temporary housing. An irony? The city is erecting migrant tent cities on the grounds of the long-abandoned Creedmoor Psychiatric Center in Queens. Policy failure begets policy failure. The Adams administration estimates that by 2025 it will spend a mind-boggling $12 billion on the unauthorized illegal migrants. But despite the migrants and the COVID economic downturn, the city has been signing new labor contracts with public unions that will contribute to a budget deficit of nearly $14 billion by 2027. Okay, this is exactly what Joel Kopkin is talking about, is even the bluest cities, and certainly New York City is among them, the most democratic cities are cities that are suffering under this democratic lack of leadership. So what do you do about it? And what happens in terms of the election we have coming up when there is so much dissatisfaction with a lot of what's going on in the Republican Party? There was a Time for Choosing speech by Mike Pence, which was actually a dynamite address saying that the Republican Party needs to rejuvenate and needs to be young again and attached to its traditional values, not embrace the values that are very dubious of the present-day populism. We will get to that and more on the Michael Medved Show. What can you do about evaluating the candidates for president based upon their tastes in music? The Politico asked a number of the leading candidates and asked them, what are your favorite songs, the songs that stir your soul? And there's a question for the very special counsel, David Weiss, that having to do with the upcoming grand jury that is going to be convened now during the month of September to try to figure out an indictment, an appropriate indictment for Hunter Biden. We'll get to that and much more, all coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.